the party line team.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged?
Your wedding day?
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's from the mall to the internet, to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette. Vierks.com.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierLandTV.com for WILO. That protracted intro is in memory of the late Jimi Hendrix. Actually, Cindy had something she needed to tell me before she started her work on the free play and assembling it today, so I needed to touch base with her.
Yeah.
It's WILO, your home for classic hits. You're on the party line. And before we get to Julia Leahy, who has been patiently, we have you up, Julia. You have been standing by so patiently. So thank you for that. Let me get through the sponsors real quick, and we'll jump right in with you here. WILO Party Line brought to you by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and the newest addition to the Casper Media Group family, which I'm sure Julia, being the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, I'm sure she appreciates, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Also, TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, and, of course, our Big Deals page. We love BigDeals.com. And Melissa Miller on the other side of the board, Todd Berryman on this side of the board, and Julia Leahy coming through the two Pringles cans separated by a long, long piece of twine. Julia, how are you? Happy holidays.
Hey,
I'm so glad we get you in before the holidays.
No, I really appreciate it. I love spending time with you both. And actually, I'm sitting here thinking about what kind of coffee I'm going to go get from Heat Fika
right
in Delphi here in just a few minutes, because They are one of my favorite little places, too.
That's what I was going to ask you, whether or not you visit them quite frequently.
Oh, yeah. I'm dreaming of a peppermint mocha, I think, about
I'm dreaming.
A lot. Oh, gosh. So what's going on? Yeah.
Well, a lot going on in your area, for sure. I was just looking at the website, I think it's really cool, and I know we, I'm not sure whether or not we've got all of them up on website yet or not, but we just received all the press releases for the Lilly Scholarship recipients.
That's so nice.
That is so cool that these kids are finding out before Christmas. What a Christmas present for your, you know, your parents. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I think it's better for your parents, right?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But, yeah, so cool to see that and see the chamber be a part of that with the Carroll County Community Foundation. And I know we've had ours here in Clinton County as well. But that's just so cool. You guys have, you're not done yet. There's still activities going on in the city and in Carroll County.
No, absolutely. Now, you know, I keep thinking about how one of my favorite phrases is locals love you more. You know, locals love you more. Amazon's not going to save you right now because you just have a few days of shopping to do. And so I was just thinking about all the great places I need to go locally to finish, start my shopping. But, yeah. And that's going on. Lots of the businesses are, of course, having those end of the season sales and just wanting to take care of you so you have some amazing gifts for Christmas. So,
well, and I know you've got the Christmas dinner that is in the community.
Yeah,
that's going to be coming up too as well.
Yeah, that's a free Christmas dinner in Deer Creek, I believe, at the Presbyterian Church or the... I don't have it in front of me, Melissa. Is that the church or is that the Deer Creek Community Center?
I believe it's at the church.
And okay, well, I know it's a free will offering, yeah.
Yeah, and Deer Creek Presbyterian Church does so much, well, Deer Creek in general.
Oh.
Everybody says, well, you blink, you miss it. Well, if you don't stop, you're missing out because Deer Creek has a lot to offer.
Yeah, their community is very tight-knit, and they like to have these monthly dinners or monthly breakfasts, and then they do a lot of evening things to raise money to just put back into that community center. And of course the county owned Deer Creek Park is right there too, with a stocked fishing pond, and you can camp around it, you know, when it's in season. So it really is a quaint little community, and it's got some history behind it too. So yeah, that's a great event, I think, for Christmas Day. If you don't have any place to go or you just want some companionship or fellowship and a great meal, that's the place to be on the 25th.
Yeah, it is, like you said, a very tight-knit, very quaint little community, and just down the road from my house. It's a straight shot from where I live.
That's right.
So we frequent that quite a bit. It's really
good.
Cool.
And you know, what you can do, though, with all of the food we're all going to get loaded up on, is the day after Christmas walk. That has been a long-standing tradition at the Wabash and Erie Canal Center. And, you know, depending on the weather, it's always a great time to just get out, enjoy nature, the crisp weather. I believe you meet at the Canal Center about 1 o'clock on the 26th, of course. And what a great way to just, you know, come out of your Christmas coma of food.
Yeah, that's no kidding. And it is, it's such a beautiful walk.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
area.
Yeah,
the trails. Oh, gosh, the trails. Yeah, you've got a guide who will narrate and tell you a little bit about what, you know, where you are and some of the history. And they've done it with snow. And, you know, it's a great way to really enjoy the outdoors at the end of the year and come together and learn a little bit more about the canal as well.
So, I mean, you're winding down. The year is pretty much same as over, you know.
Right.
And, you know, get through the holidays. What's next for
Carroll
County?
Ooh. You know, the Chamber, we are in the process of getting all kinds of events scheduled for next year and looking for some new things, you know, just many ways to bring people together to network and enjoy and learn. You know, we have some learning events too, but I mean, our favorite event is the Indiana Bacon Festival. The date is August 24th. We're already, you know, booking bands and thinking about bacon. So that'll be here before we know it.
That's unreal. Yeah, it's like you said, it'll be here before you know it. And that's huge up there. I mean,
it is huge. And it takes a lot of volunteers. The committee's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, we have about 300 volunteers every year, and it's just amazing.
I know you've got classes that are going to be coming up here in 2024 for various, I mean, you guys have classes signed up. You got learning about insurance. You got learning about, getting your serve safe.
Serve safe, yeah.
Yeah, because that's very important, especially if you're going to serve up all that bacon. You got to have your serve safe.
Got to know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, especially if you're going to caramelize it and candy it. Hey.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, candy bacon at FICA also. Yeah, I'm definitely going over there here in just a minute.
And, of course, the library's got lots of stuff going on, too. The library up there has...
They do.
So many activities that you can focus on throughout, especially during the winter. A lot of times that's hard to stay busy and find things
True.
To do.
Well, and also you've heard something about a solar eclipse next year?
Uh-huh, yeah, just a little about that.
Total solar eclipse on April the 8th. So we're trying to put together a committee that wants to work on some fun events to really celebrate and learn more about what the eclipse is and to just have a really good time. Our friends at Green Alternatives in Flora, it's a solar panel company. You know, what better company to host something like
right
that?
There.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely an
irony. Definitely some irony. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. And so if anybody's interested in maybe working with us or having some fun with the events that we're trying to plan, just give us a call. We'd appreciate it.
I know you've got, there's stuff going on at the Opera House as well. Aren't they getting ready? They're going to have a New Year's Eve bash, if I remember right.
They are. Yeah, there's tickets left. I went on the website yesterday. The band plays a lot of classic rock songs and a lot of familiar tunes, you know, that we all know and love. And I believe the event starts at 9 p.m. And you can, they've got special seating with tables and tablecloths. You get a complimentary champagne toast for midnight. And so, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So if you don't have anything to do on New Year's Eve, I highly suggest getting your tickets now because, you know, they're selling quickly.
Yeah, definitely. You were talking about how they play, classic. They play classic rock music. You know, REO Speedwagon, Styx. We'll forgive them for Casey and the Sunshine Man.
There you go.
Got some Toto and Michael Jackson. I mean, they play a little bit of everything. And I love the fact that they got Jason Mraz in there, even though Jason's a more modern singer that's still... good music.
It works.
And train. Yeah, so
yeah,
a little bit of everything.
Talk about, you know, great dance music and sing-along and just having a really good time with friends and family. And some new friends you'll make when you get to go and party with people you've probably never seen before. So.
Yep. Oh, Todd, I don't know. We'll have to make sure you have a designated driver.
I'm usually a little more careful than that.
I know you are. I'm just afraid of you might alienate somebody when you go.
Oh, that would be a first.
I'm sure they'd let you on the stage, Todd, to sing with them.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I have to say, I can kill it in karaoke, provided that it's not, provided it's not an Otis Redding song, because it is the palest, whitest version of Otis doing "I Can't Turn You Loose" you've ever heard in karaoke. Just saying.
Sign me up. Okay. Yeah.
You've got, you guys are always putting on stuff for businesses. And I know that you've been helping people get their businesses up and going, helping them with websites and planning and everything else. How have those classes gone that you've been sponsoring throughout the year?
Yeah, we have. So we actually have a business planning and management class that we offer twice a year, and we're kicking off. We have the spring session starts in March, so I know we're getting ready to post something about that. So if you are thinking about starting a business and you just don't know where to begin, this is a great class. And we have business owners who have been in business for a while, and they're just wanting to know, okay, how do I go to the next level? You know, this is it's 5 nights, 3 hours a night, a wonderful instructor, national curriculum that we follow. It's a great opportunity to really explore, you know, some ideas if you've just been thinking about it. And you don't have to be from Carroll County to take part in these classes. We've had people from outside of the county a number of times go through them as well. So that's one thing we really enjoy doing is making sure you have as much good information, and you got a plan. You really got a plan. So yeah, we've probably, I think they've added several jobs. There's been new businesses, open storefronts. We've been doing this for about 3 years, so it's pretty exciting.
I think it's really cool. And talk about, I know we brought it up before, and when we're getting into, you know, the final, like you said, the final rundown of gift shopping and everything, and shopping local, make sure you're going to find something if you go local. And you don't need to go,
absolutely.
You don't have to go fight the crowds at the big box stores and everything, because you're going to find better gifts when you shop local. But talk about, you guys have what I call the probably one of the best gift cards you could have up there in Carroll County, and that's the SEE gift card.
Right, the C Carroll County gift card. Shop, eat, explore. What else can I say? You know, what that means is we have several businesses in Carroll County who accept these gift cards. So if you really have no idea what to get somebody, or maybe one person in the family likes the brick and mortar, or somebody else likes the Blue Moose, you know, these gift cards are good at both places. They're good at the grocery stores. They're good at the boutiques and places like that. So see Carroll County gift card. You can find them on our website. So you just go to carrollcountychamber.com. There's a whole link at the top for gift cards. Now, it's a digital gift card, so I like to, you know, buy them, have them emailed to me so I can print them out and wrap them and put them under the tree. So it is, or you can email it, you know, but it is good at a number of businesses in the county. You can go on our website and see the map where they're at. We're always adding new businesses to it. So,
and that's
perfect gift this time of year.
And that's something that you guys have continuously, right? It's not just for the holiday season.
About a year and a half ago when we kicked off that campaign. And it's so nice because if there's a work anniversary, an employer could buy that. If there's a fundraising event and maybe you don't have something to give away, we've had several people buy those gift cards as giveaways. I think it's a great program. More people need to take advantage of it because it really is a good thing. You as the purchaser pay a small fee, but the business doesn't have to pay anything to take advantage of it. The person you're gifting it to doesn't, you know, it's pretty seamless.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it doesn't expire. I mean, it's
true. That is very true.
You can get it now, and you may not use it until Bacon Fest, but
that's true.
You have it, and it's all right there and ready to go. The fact that, like you said, several businesses, it can be used at several businesses. So whether it's, like you said, boutique, whether it's food, any of it, it can be used.
I think right now there's 16 places, I believe, and we've got a handful more that we need to add. So yeah, check the website out, carrollcountychamber.com, and it really is a great gift for the person who's very hard to buy for.
So what's been a highlight for you for 2023? What was a highlight?
Highlight, boy. You know, I think the fact that we have grown our chamber so much. We added 51 new members.
Wow, in 1 year?
Gosh.
In 1 year.
Wow, Julia. I can't wrap my head around that.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's all of these, I don't know, it's just amazing. It's so amazing to see people coming together and seeking us out. Like, you know, sure, we work hard for it, don't get me wrong, but we were able to double our staff, so I was a staff of one.
Wow.
Now we're a staff of two, and Madison Coffin, she's done an amazing job this year, just meeting with new businesses and building our membership. And so when we had our 18th annual dinner and awards night last month, it was so great to see about 200 people just come together to celebrate the year and all of our award winners. And yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
That's so cool. I would be not doing my job if I did not ask you about the interurban and how things are going.
So, again, one of our newest chamber members, literally we just added them this week. So, I guess we're up to 52. You know, the progress is coming along. I drive by there every day, and they've got a waiting list that they've started, I think, probably about almost, they're getting close to half of them already with people interested before there are even walls up yet. So that's pretty amazing. There'll be 60-some units. There'll be, I think they call them studios. There'll be one bedrooms and then just a few two bedrooms. So if you're interested in any of that, definitely you'll want to get your name on the list, because it's going to be a really nice place to live.
Yeah, it's not going to take long for that to finish filling
Mm-mm.
up.
No, and I think they hope people can start moving in about next October, November. So, it's going to be 12 months and a little less than 12 months at this point.
What are you looking forward to for 2024?
2024. I would love to see us continue to bring people together to offer programs that will benefit them, to see business growth, to see new employees. I'd love to add another 50 members, you know, why
sure.
not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we're at. And we appreciate what everyone does. You know, we appreciate you both and the station.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that you've kicked off Carroll County News. It's just another site, you know, where people can get some good, real news about what's going on in their community. You know, social media has its place, but boy, there's not a lot of facts. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that, you know, you guys as an additional news source is going to be a place that people start to turn. So
right.
I'm excited about that. Is how do people submit things to be posted? I mean, if they've got an event or a great news story, what's the process?
Newsroom@casperradio.com. They just email it to us.
And,
yep, that's all you need.
And they could mail it to 1401 West Barner Street in Frankfort. They can email it as well. And
Julia, I gave you some of my business cards, so if for some reason you don't make any traction with that, you can always send stuff directly to me.
Yep.
As well.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want to make sure you're taken care of.
Yeah, it was great seeing you, Todd. Yeah.
Yeah,
no. It was, it was a surprise visit, and I think it's fabulous that, you know, it's another place that our members can advertise. Our, organizations that sponsor so many amazing things can, you know, spread the word. So we're excited.
Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate everything that you guys are doing up in Carroll County. And Carroll and Clinton have always been sister counties. That's been like that for my lifetime, I know for sure. And it's just we love the fact that everybody gets along, everybody works together, and everybody wants each other to grow and be successful. And that's amazing. So we thank you. Let me final thoughts here before we end the show. Final thoughts for everybody in Carroll County, and what's the last thing you want to say? Because we won't talk to you again until 2024.
Oh, that's right. Well, get out and shop local. You know, do what you can to support these businesses, because it's not been an easy year, and we don't want any of them to go away. And that goes for your community as well. We work close with the chamber there too, and yeah, like I said, locals love you more, and it really means a lot to them. So get out and shop and enjoy, and you know, eat lots of food.
Well, thank you.
I think I can manage that.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that.
We got a head start on that for sure.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you.
Merry
too.
Christmas to you too.
You too.
Happy holidays, and thank you so much for being a part of Party Line.
And for joining us. I mean, you came aboard with us in May, and it has been seven of the best months. So thank you for being part of our little click here.
Yep.
Hey. Yeah, it's the highlight of my morning. Now to Fika, we go get that peppermint mocha, right?
Yep. Drink
All
one
right.
for me.
We'll see you guys next year.
All right.
See you
too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, when the Chamber of Commerce woman does not hide her admiration, that's about as big as an endorsement as you can get.
Well, yeah, definitely. And, that road trip has got to happen.
Man, I see... I've had to step out of the room occasionally. The Hoosierland people have noticed it, and that was because I'm still having retroactive drooling. it sounds so good.
It does. I mean, it sounds fantastic. So.
I wonder if there's a way we could talk them into doing an offshoot in Clinton County or Boone County, or should we drive? I mean, I like the idea that it's a distinctive identity, but I kind of really almost hope they expand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
Get in touch with me. I'll see what I can do on a real estate front there for you. I may have a couple of ideas. Melissa, as always, a pleasure to have you in here on the other side of the board and helping keep the little boat on the water. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for everything. And, I mean, you guys help hold the fort down, and we couldn't do this without our fantastic staff that we have. Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely talk about them more as we get into towards the end of the year here. Mm-hmm. But we have a great staff. We have a great crew. I mean, all from owner all the way down,
From Melissa to Melissa to Melissa to to Cindy to I mean honestly,
we have a fantastic staff.
Yeah.
We really do.
You know, Ken and we all have like those family assignments. Ken is the crusty uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa kind of has the patience of a mother. I think I'm the wayward black sheep child who occasionally shows up on the holidays and messes stuff up and then jumps back out and floors it.
Well, it's Cindy.
Cindy is...
Be careful. She's not that far away from us.
No, and I can feel murder is imminent. I think she's kind of like the sister who done good.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said that anyway before you got in front of
she's,
it.
She is the baby sister.
The baby sister who done good, but she's older than I am by like 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how that... Well, maybe we're twins. Maybe we're Irish twins.
Yeah, something.
Of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something.
I don't know. She just puts me in... I hate to say it, but she puts me in mind of me when I was younger. And it's like, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but yeah.
I'd say it's a great thing.
I think. But
now, we should call Larry, Melissa's husband. We should call him and say, do you have any thoughts on this?
Oh, he would not have a clue whatsoever. So, but all right, take her home.
All right, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you so much for your company, and a big ups to Melissa Miller for... kind of punching through feeling ill to continue doing the show with us. I will be doing the Party Line with Melissa tomorrow, and then I'm going to take a breather from Party Line for a couple of days as we get into the holidays, so we'll look forward to seeing you all through those shows. WILO Party Line replays can be found on the Party Line page at Clinton, Boone, and Carroll County Daily News.com. We do them here on WILO at 5 p.m. and midnight. And you can also check it out at HoosierlandTV.com. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller and the rest of the gang here at WILO, thank you so much for your time. Talk to you tomorrow, WILO.